This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, that goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also to our FedEx, the UPS, and the mail haulers out there, hauling our mail and our packages and all that good stuff. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget, either, our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers, who we had a whole group of them tonight, 19 of them leaving the Atlanta area, coming down into Florida. And I've heard from just about everybody in that group, and we thank you guys for tuning in and for listening to us coming down the interstate. Truck them safe. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. Captain, throw an S after it, America, all one word, all lowercase. And then there's our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com, where we stream the show live during the show. If you can't hear it anywhere else, you can hear it over there. And we also have the show streaming during the day. The current show, like the one I'm doing right now, will be streaming all day long until tomorrow morning at 2 a.m. when we come back on the air live again. And our podcasts are over there and all our good stuff, too. And this next gentleman, our next guest, Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com, has a direct link over there. You can click on that link, and boom, you wind up right on his page. So without fail, here he is, UndergroundUSA.com himself, Mr. Frank Silvato. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Yes, yes, and yes. And everybody's agreeing with you. Yes, thank you very much. See you all later. Have a nice night. 50 degrees, they're going back inside. Which is what it is here. It's got to be colder where you are.
Just a tad, but not much. A little wetter.
Oh, it's raining up there?
Yeah, we've had rain the last couple of days. So.
Okay, all right.
Getting some wind now. So.
Boy, we had 48, 49 mile an hour winds yesterday for a while. It was really blowing. Yesterday.
It's the winds of change, my man.
I know they have. You are right. All right, you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's see here. The death toll in the horrible Turkey-Syria earthquake has now surpassed 33,000. The Turkish government just detained three building contractors. One was identified as Jabut Karukas along with two people who were accused of removing columns to create space in a building that toppled flat in Monday's 7.8 magnitude quake.
Well, you know, I would hope that the operations were still about trying to hopefully maybe on the outside chance recover anybody who's still alive in the rubble before you start going pointing fingers. You know, there's a lot of work to be done there when it comes to recovering and rescuing. I know that those, you know, it's starting to morph from a rescue to a recovery as the days go on, but there's a lot of work to do there. There's enough time to hold people accountable afterwards, but when you got 2 7-point-plus earthquakes that happen one after the other in a place where, you know, I'm sure they don't have the Chicago building code over there.
Nope.
You know, you're going to have mass devastation. So it's prayers still go out to all the people over there who are affected and anybody who's lost family members over there. Let's get the job done before we point fingers.
Well, we do have the Israelis that just sent another full crew, almost a couple hundred people, hospital and rescue people over there. And, of course, Erdogan doesn't really get along with Netanyahu under any circumstances, but he's welcoming these people because of the specialty of their nature.
And maybe this is a moment where that kind of bizarre politics needs to morph into a more cooperative and respectful relationship. When a country gives aid like that, sends their special teams over there and gives of themselves to help the people of your country, maybe that caustic part of the relationship that Erdogan has needs to go by the wayside. Hopefully this could be a wake-up call for him to put petty politics and politics affected by Islamofascism to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the benevolence and the generosity of people that maybe don't agree with you when it comes to your religion and your ideology.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is all about mankind, and Israel was very quick to point it out, that this is all about mankind,
yeah.
People coming out of Zion.
This is the way it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a different style of government, a different system of government. You can even have different beliefs if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to be able to come together when things like this happen and not hold animosity because of past problems.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more with Frank Silvato. UndergroundUSA.com is a website. UndergroundUSA.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the great things he has to offer.
From Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax. Now you can't watch Newsmax on DirecTV or UVerse. With OAN gone last year, that's two conservative channels removed in the past year alone. Newsmax is the fourth highest rated cable news channel, with great programs from Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Schmidt. Now millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. President Trump, Mike Huckabee, John Voight, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and many more are demanding that Newsmax be returned to DirecTV. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now and let them know you want Newsmax. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you're not a DirecTV subscriber but support Newsmax and free speech, call 877-NEWSMAX to show your support. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He urges you to stand up for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, namely Moss Nissan. Yep, Moss Nissan, spelled M-A-U-S. And Nissan, of course, they've got a bunch of dealerships. I'll tell you where they're at right now. They have the dealership in Crystal River. The flagship store is in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. They have Nissan and Acura, the two of them together, side by side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And then they have the all-new, brand-new Moss Nissan store in Brooksville on State Route 50 at the Suncoast Parkway, right there at that toll road, that exit. You get off the exit if you're going north, make a right turn, go maybe 100 yards, turn in their driveway. That simple. So that's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan. Now, they have also the You Serve, You Save program there, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're an EMT, a firefighter, or a police officer, get a discount on your vehicle, and that goes along with church pastors, too, for the job that you do helping America. Now, also, you'll know that they have Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, which gives you free oil changes and free tire rotations the whole time that you own your vehicle. So, check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you. That just might save you a few extra dollars along the way. Okay, Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com is with us. Thank you, Frank, for being there. Appreciate it.
Mr. Captain, and anytime and always, my friend.
Yep. Now, we got to get into this drone stuff, because the United States has shot down multiple technically defined UFOs in the last 24 hours, leaving Americans wondering what in the world is going on. Now, as usual, our president was nowhere to be found. At least he was around, but he wasn't talking. So everybody's wondering if he's doing his job, and if not, what the hell is going on here? So I'll ask you, what do you think is going on here?
Well, I think we're starting to identify things that have been there for a while, and we haven't been either detecting them or thinking very much about finding out what the hell they are. So in order to grab some headlines, we're, you know, the Biden administration, which found out real quick that if you don't act about these things, the public gets kind of ticked.
Yep.
Is taking heavy action whenever they see these things. Now, do we have to find out what they are? You're damn right we have to find out what they are. And that's what the recovery process will divulge when we find the wreckages of these things and look into them. But I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that if it was something from a galaxy far, far away, that it wouldn't be vulnerable to the weapons we have on Earth.
Nope.
So we could dispel that kind of nonsense right now. You're going to find out that they're more sophisticated drones, the solid objects that they were firing upon. The question is, whose drones are they?
Mm-hmm.
And if that is the question, then we have to look at the larger issue here, which is why our intelligence community has failed so dramatically
mm-hmm.
on understanding what these are and who put them up above our airspace. We were talking about this on the air. If they weren't so busy doing what they're not supposed to be doing, which is spying on people within the United States,
mm-hmm.
the citizens of the United States, maybe they would have the time and the compunction to be looking into foreign entities that want to do us evil.
Mm-hmm.
This idea that the intelligence community, including the FBI and the Department of Justice, has been weaponized against the American people by a behemoth swamp bureaucracy in Washington, it can't stand. We shouldn't tolerate it, not even for a minute. And if this is what if these instances expose the fact that our intelligence community failed in knowing what other countries were doing to encroach upon our airspace and glean information,
mm-hmm.
then there has to be a complete restructuring of how that's done and an extreme purge of the politicians anchored inside those agencies, departments, and commissions.
You bet. You bet. All right, let's go to the phone line here. Bad Gabman Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. I saw before the Super Bowl they play a black national anthem. Are they just trying to promote segregation and divisiveness? This is, to me, just a bad idea. Second thing, on the drones or balloons or both, why can't? Well, we can send some of our U-2 spy planes over China. Some of the newer ones, I believe, can also be sent as a drone. In other words, they don't need a pilot, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong on that. Anyway, that's it, Cap.
Well, the U-2 planes that we've got will fly well above 70,000 feet. My understanding is they'll go up to 75,000, which pretty much puts them out of range of what's down below. And I believe that's what we're doing over there. Could be wrong.
And it would help us glean another piece of information about the Chinese, seeing as how they've been just robbing the United States of intellectual property for decades, is whether they have any space-based defense systems that could come from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they were going to shoot down our stuff and they can't get it from land-based, will they play their cards if they have something in orbit? Remember, they've been putting a lot of stuff in space lately.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be one way to flesh that out. As for the black national anthem, whatever they want to call it, I have to concur with Bob. There's no reason whatsoever that we should be trying to keep dividing the country with nonsense like that. And I saw a great comment on social media because I did not watch the Super Bowl. I heard it was a good game. Congratulations to the Chiefs.
Yeah.
It's always a feat to win the Super Bowl, but they've lost me as someone who's interested in the sport at the national level because of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand who their consumer is. They're playing to a very specialized demographic so they could appear self-righteous and hip
and awoke. Mm. And that's not the overwhelming majority of their audience.
Nope.
It's a stupid marketing move in order to look virtuous. Mm. It is virtue signaling to the point where now people are starting to look at the commercials, which used to be the big cash cow,
yep,
and say, well, that was a stupid commercial. The halftime show was insulting to a lot of Americans. You know, not everybody gives a damn about hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody gives a damn about, we have to have a completely inundated musical genre that's completely captivated by the black culture.
Mm-hmm.
Black culture is wonderful. So is white culture, by the way. And we don't need to keep marginalizing it because we want to appear virtuous. So, the NFL, you still have me lost to you. Because of this divisive, self-righteous claptrap that you think you have to push on the American people.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want it. We don't like it. And that's why you're going to see the sponsors going, you know what, our commercials didn't work because nobody cared anymore. Nobody cared.
There was
nobody
one
cared.
There was one that I think that did work, and it was the last one I saw. It was Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, and he was in the drive-in window taking the order of the donut people. And, you know, people ordering donuts, and she pulled up and ordered what she wanted, and she goes, Ben! Well, what are you doing? What are you doing? And he said whatever he said back to her. He came down to get donuts or something and helped out, blah, 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 blah. And then, of course, the second thing was I want a glazed donut. Don't forget to bring me a glazed donut. That was the last one I saw, and that was just nuts. It was crazy, but it was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're a sponsor, think about all the people who didn't see anything that was creative because they didn't want to deal with the NFL's BS.
Yep. Yep, I'm aware of that. Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is not just indigenous to the NFL. A lot of people don't watch the NBA anymore,
mm-hmm.
not only because of their pushing of this race-baiting garbage, but because they cater to the communist Chinese. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking?
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, let me switch on over here real quick. Wait a minute, hold it. We got a break, and you're going to stick around. So, caller, hold on. We'll get to you right after the break. Well, we got a break coming right now. I got to take the break. And you and I shall return with more right after these messages coming up. So don't go anywhere, folks. I'll be right back with Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. And it's a Monday morning, and here we are. Here we are on your radio. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third
Watch. You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The Pentagon is reporting another object has been shot down. A fourth flying object was brought down Sunday afternoon at 20,000 feet above Lake Huron. China's foreign ministry said it had no information on the last three flying objects shot down. Democrat Florida Representative Jared Moskowitz says he wants a little bit more than lip service from the White House.
I don't believe they can just kind of just continue to do this or try to you know, push this underneath the rug that, you know, we shot four things out of the sky over the last couple of days. Nothing to be concerned about.
China continues to bully nations of the world. The Philippines on Monday accused China Coast Guard of hitting a Philippine Coast Guard vessel with a military-grade laser and temporarily blinding some of its crew in the disputed South China Sea. Kansas City beat Philadelphia in Sunday's Super Bowl game 38-35. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, welcome back folks to the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com. Now you've heard me talking about this sponsor for going on over 9 years, and the reason I talk about them is because I use their product. And it works. If it didn't work, I wouldn't be talking about it. I'm talking about Relief Factor. And Relief Factor is a product that works for me. I had problems last night because, of course, I was on my feet at the gun show. And whenever that happens, my one foot that gives me the problem the most starts to swell up and ache and hurt, which creates a problem with my leg and my ankle. And there you go. So I have to take like a second pack of Relief Factor. To go along with the first. Well, this time I had to take a third one. But in taking the third one, everything stopped within 30 minutes. But I already had this stuff in my system. It's all natural. It's not narcotic. And it works. And the reason it works is because what's in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, is kind of like taking a vitamin pill for your problem. Because these are all ingredients that your body actually needs to fight its natural response to inflammation. And that's where you get the problem, and that's where the pain comes in. And it will lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on. And by God, it worked for me again. Alleviated the pain right at the source, and I felt better within about 30 minutes. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regulation of key enzymes and proteins. It also supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you are in. Comes in convenient individual packets, and you get the 3-week supply for $19.95. That's all by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, try the $19.95 3-week quick start, and see if it'll do for you what it does for me and has done for tens of thousands of other people. Okay, Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, is back with us. Hello, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Before we move on, we've got Mary on the line, so I'm going to bring Mary on so she can tell us what she thinks. Okay, Mary, what's on your mind?
Hi. I still think a whole lot of people are listening to that kind of music they're putting out there today. I think a lot of people were watching the Super Bowl like it was the big thing of the year. I think a lot of people are still just going in and voting without knowing the issues. And people that are do have the knowledge are getting older, and the message is getting hard to get out there. People don't know, really know where to go to get information, like sites like Rumble, if you can trust them or not. But a lot of people still just come in the house and turn the TV on. So what kind of news are they really getting? Thank you.
Okay. Well, if they're going to the ABC networks, we know what they're getting.
Yeah, they're going to the traditional networks. They're getting the propaganda. Mm-hmm. But this is an ongoing fight, and it's been an ongoing fight for a very long time. It was a fight that happened during the 60s for the hearts and minds of the mainstream in the United States. And the very first place that the truth was marginalized and ideology was advanced was in the education system. If you do not teach a new generation how to think critically, then you get non-critical thinkers. And when you have non-critical thinkers, they more easily fall prey to the propaganda that an owned mainstream media complex will serve up.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a very disingenuous mainstream media complex, which is now part and parcel of the swamp. All they do is amplify the narrative that is installed for them by the powers that be. We no longer have a mainstream media anyway that speaks truth to power. That's an antiquated idea. And that, again, starts with the education process back at the journalism schools. So we have to start, if we have to do it outside the education system, we have to start installing critical thinking skills in our children, starting at the very youngest of ages. Promote their curiosity. Push curiosity on them. Make them think things through. Make them question things. Questioning authority doesn't always have to be a rebellious act. It can also be an act that keeps authority in check because you're making them explain themselves for what they're doing. And you don't need to have a union teacher doing that in a classroom. You know, Hillary Clinton was famous for saying it takes a village to raise a child. Absolutely and positively not. It takes a village to care for our youth, to give a damn about what's happening to them, but it is a parent's role to raise a child. So, you know, yes, was the Super Bowl watched by a great number of people? Yeah, it was, because it's an event. It's a reason for a party.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's so many hardcore NFL fans anymore, because I used to be one of them and I'm not. So whether people like it or not, I am part of a demographic that said, you know what, NFL, screw you. And I, you know, as far as music's concerned, in a previous life, before I was a fireman, I was a professional musician. I'm telling you right now that the outlets for music to be heard are catering to the black music genre.
Mm-hmm.
There is no popular music genre anymore, and that's why you saw most of the popular music radio stations go away.
Mm-hmm.
You've got country, which is now pretty much what popular music used to be for people who don't like hip-hop and don't like rap, and rap is a horrible, you know, listen to some of the lyrics in rap music songs and tell me if you would ever talk to somebody that way in a normal course of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So don't tell me it's an art form. It's instilling hate in a whole young generation. So I don't like it. I don't listen to it. And I don't think it should be shoved down my throat. But then again, everything race in this country is being shoved down people's throat, because the powers that be need to keep us divided so that we fight amongst each other. All of our time is just either virtue signaling or being self-righteous or needing to be on social media to say, this is what's, this, and we must hate these people and these statues must be torn down. While we're busy doing that,
our government has been centralized.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not looking at what they're doing to us mm-hmm. as a people. White, black, brown, yellow, red, doesn't matter. They've got us fighting amongst ourselves, so we're not paying attention to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time that we put this race BS to bed.
Yep.
We're all Americans. It doesn't matter what color we are. It doesn't matter what demographic we are. But we all have one thing in common. The government's screwing the hell out of us.
Mm-hmm.
And they've clawed way too much power to themselves, almost to the point where they've marginalized state governments completely. That's not the way the system was set up to be. They've changed it right under our noses because we're fickle enough to fall for the outrage of the day. We must be outraged over race. No, we don't. We need to get over it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I go back to my era, and I go back to the fire service, and I go back to the military, and I go back to when your life was on the line. You could have cared less what color they were, what race they were, what religion they were, as long as when we completed our mission, we all came back together as a unit. That's what it was all about. That's what we did. That's the way I ran the fire department that I had, the fire station, the people that were with me. I never asked anybody to do anything that I couldn't do myself. And then we did it as a unit, not an individual.
Yeah, and I'll throw gender in there, too.
Yep.
If somebody is worthy of holding the job, I don't care what they are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I don't think we need to be identifying everybody by their gender, by the color of their skin, by their religion, by their economic class. Why do we have to identify people like that? Why do we have to play identity politics with everything?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because that's the way the people in power maintain their power,
mm-hmm.
by keeping us at each other's throats.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to learn to be smart enough not to fall for that game anymore. And maybe, just maybe, we can send the message that we don't work for the government.
Mm-hmm.
We're not ruled by our government. We rule our government, and it's supposed to be there to serve.
Yep.
But as long as we fall for the demographic game, we're screwed.
And if you don't like the way things are being done, vote the bums out.
Absolutely.
And people are afraid to do that. Well, who are we going to get? Who's any better? Well, look at this person. Come on, give me a break. All right, Frank, I look forward to talking to you on Friday. Have yourself a great day.
Stay well, Michael.
All right, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. I'll tell you what, Frank has been there, done that, walked a couple of miles and a few shoe steps. Appreciate his friendship. Appreciate what he has to say. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Sports Zone Quarterback coming up.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, now there in Sarasota. They are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. By the way, all their blinds, their shades, and their shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs in the local area. So you can stop by the store and check them out, or you can give them a call, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Super Bowl. Who won the Super Bowl? Dup, 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 dup. Do you know?
Yes. It was a very interesting game, Captain. 38-5. The Chiefs defeat the Eagles.
I had one thing right. I told you the game was going to be won by 3 points.
Yeah, I almost got it right.
Yep.
I said 431 Chiefs.
Yeah.
But, I'm going to show you yesterday. Great game. I mean, I don't like the way it ended. I mean, I can see why people were upset. That was a kind of ticky-tack call there on that interference. But you hate to see the game come down to that. Now, if the guy doesn't call the pass interference, I still believe Butker kicks the field goal. Now, it's 38-35, but then the Eagles have some time to drive and kick a field goal. I think we would have had overtime. I think it would have been 38-38 and then an overtime. Let's see who wins. So But, you know, that's not the way it went down. And a lot of people were laughing about conspiracies that the Eagles were going to win, Captain, because Mattress Mac in Houston, who has the big mattress stores, you know, all over this, he bet $4.5 million on the Eagles just to win the game. So everybody said, oh, the fix is in. Well, guess what? It wasn't. If anything, you know, people are going to say it was fixed the other way now. It was a great game. Some mental mistakes and some physical errors that that cost the Eagles, and they didn't produce in the second half like they did in the first half. So that's what the game came down to, a matter of both halves. And hats off to the KC Chiefs, Andy Reid, class act, and now he's two-time Super Bowl champion, great coach, going to be a Hall of Famer, and Patrick Mahomes wins his second Super Bowl MVP. The kid gutted it out. That one run, the guy just
broke
his ankle the wrong way, and but he's hung in there. He's tough as nails. He's not going to get back. Now he'll have the whole offseason. I'm just glad he didn't break it. Now he can just ice it and do therapy, you know, till July or for, you know, the fall and be ready to go. So it's
and in the meantime, Jalen Hurts, I think, has to go under surgery.
Yeah, they're probably going to have to repair that shoulder, I think. So, actually,
that last throw that he made, that last throw, that long throw, it was 10 yards short.
Well, yeah, it was. He just didn't get into it. That's another thing, Captain. He just had nerve, though. And he slipped on the turf, too, when he went to throw that. That's why it came up short. Mm. I mean, everybody loves these halftime shows, but when they tear up the turf, now it's not too cool now, is it?
No.
Now, see, we talked about, you and I both agree, we don't like ancillary things deciding the outcome of a football game. And that was fun. And I don't care for that, but unfortunately that's something that occurred and it hurt both teams, which I don't like to see. Now, more football news, Captain. The Jets contact the Packers regarding Aaron Rodgers. So that'd be really wild if he went there, because it reminds me of when Favre left Green Bay and went to the Jets.
That's right, and he did very well.
Yeah, he did well, and then he went to Minnesota to finish up his career against the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know if the Packers are going to let him go. Hopefully they can work things out. He's doing his little retreat right now, so we'll see what happens there. Derek Carr, he's informed the Saints he won't accept a trade to any team. So, you know, if they're thinking about picking him up and then packaging him in a trade, he said, no, that's not going to work. So that's going to be curious to see where he ends up now.
I've been here in Tampa, but I was hoping Tampa might do a little bit more talking with San Francisco.
Well, you know, who would you like to get from San Fran? Garoppolo?
Yep.
You think he'd be a
I do.
Fit?
I do.
It'd be interesting to see what he could do down here. And it'd be kind of ironic, you know. He was backed up to Brady in New England, and then he goes out to San Fran. Now he'd be, you know, following in Brady's footsteps here in Tampa if that were to occur.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't be surprised at all. And we'll see what happens on the quarterback carousel. Now that the Super Bowl's over, it looks like the Colts are going to hire the offensive coordinator, Stetson, as their head coach. And he was good. I mean, he developed a lot of good offensive plays for Jalen Hurts in that running game. Maybe he can do the same for the Colts. They do have one heck of a running back there, Jonathan Taylor. And if they can get a quarterback that's mobile, they can implement their same offense there. These defensive coordinators are going to get used to that, you know, running gun and boxcar guy on the side handing off here eventually, and we'll get back to more drop-back passing, I believe. But the NFL's changed the rules, Captain, to where, you know, that's why the interference was called. When you and I, back in the 70s, were watching football, that interference would have never been called. Matter of fact, the guy could have pushed him on the ground, let alone just grabbed his jersey, but people didn't want, you know, 17-14 games, they want 38-35. And the NFL knows it. Makes scoring, you know, paramount. Two things, Captain, I want to get your opinion on. What did you throw in the flag there on that pass interference?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so. Because I was watching it, and I was watching to see if he actually grabbed a hold of the guy, and I didn't see him grab a hold or impede his movement at all.
Well, he did grab his arm a little bit and then impede him. So if we're going to be technical about it, it wasn't an unjust call. Technically, it was pass interference. But, you know, people all have a different opinion of this. Do you call the game the same in the first quarter as the fourth quarter? You know what? I don't think so. I think you let him play a little bit more in the fourth quarter. You set a precedent in the first quarter by calling that thing. All right, guys, now let's you know, let him run his route. But it's not the way it went. And people are going to be talking about it for a while. And they're going to be starting to talk about instant replay again and how that should happen. Last but not least on that front, Captain, I'm not a fan of the rugby push the quarterback 2 yards, you know, on fourth and two all the time to get a first and 10. I thought that was a little silly myself.
It works. It works.
Yeah, it works. But the problem was there used to be a rule you cannot, you know, help out the runner. Okay, I think we need to get back to that. That's not football to me. I mean, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't have any problem with it. I mean, because I've been watching it work, and I watched what's-his-face Hurts do it, what? All but he's got 30, was he 37 or 39 in those attempts or something like that?
Not more. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I can't let you, you know, help another player make the run. I don't get it. I mean, it's not football to me. We need to start making the defense have a little bit.
Well, it is football. It's called rugby, and it's British football.
Exactly.
So there you go. It is football from another country.
You got that right, Captain. That's mm-hmm. funny. Well, Cap, I can see my time's about to run out. If I can help out anybody with their insurance needs, please give me a call. 813-966-1052. Love to have a cup of coffee with you, talk some sports, talk insurance. See if I can save you some money. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. So why not take advantage of my 30-plus years of doing it and enjoying it and helping out thousands of people with their insurance needs. It's what it's all about, helping out your fellow man. I guarantee if you meet me, you'll leave saying, hey, you know what, I'm in a good place, or hey, he saved me money, or he put me in a better place. I've never had any problems in that department. No insurance company's perfect. No insurance agent's perfect. But I strive to do my best, and I think Captain, you can vouch for me on that. And again, my name's Patrick Hyland. My phone number's 813-966-1052. God bless you, Captain, and everybody. And have a safe week and do a random act of kindness today. God bless, Captain.
All right, take care. Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, and we'll hear from him again on Wednesday. I don't know, maybe we'll hear something about what Brady's up to, because I was surprised that he wasn't around that game somewhere yesterday. And a lot of other people were, too. So we'll see. We'll see. And that USFL team league is going to start, I believe, in April. That might be the perfect time for him to get his feet wet. All right, have a great day. God bless America. See y'all tonight on a Radio.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.